You know, it's a weird Memorial Day weekend because the fellas aren't heading down to the headliner. And I'm sure for many that are thinking about what a normal Memorial Day weekend entails, and of course you always remember the fallen that were lost here in this country, but in many ways, it's the unofficial kickoff to summer, where you're thinking about the Jersey Shore, you're thinking about the Hamptons, and you're thinking about the beach, and you're thinking about the boardwalk, and you're thinking about spike ball. Feels like a lot of those plans very much on hold, and even though there will be some beach going, and even though there will be some travel, I ain't going to have a packed house at the Bordy Barn. You ain't going to have a packed house down at Bar A or at the Osprey. So, whole new world we're living in. So, I hope everybody has a happy and safe weekend. And unfortunately, before we get to some good stuff, some bad news at the other place I work at. As I'm sure many of you have heard about the very, very unfortunate layoffs that took place over at SNY and two shows that I happen to be a part of. Loudmouths to a lesser degree, and of course the Thread are no longer going to be hitting the air. And that's sad stuff. And I'm not even looking at this from my standpoint. Forget about me. I'm on the air. I'm talking to you guys 6 days a week. I'm very lucky, thankful for doing what I'm doing. I'm going to be A-okay. But for the folks who did lose their jobs, who bust their butt, who do a great service. I mean, I'm in touch with so many of those people. Being in the studios on a day in and day out basis. I mean, I got news of that as I'm on the golf course today. And it like put a knot in my stomach. I'm not going to lie to you. It put an absolute knot in my stomach. And listen, every business right now is being affected. I mean, I don't care who you are. Whether you're in the financial business, whether you're in the media business like we are. You name the business, I'll find you the cut that's being made. So my heart goes out to anybody that is over at SNY who lost their job on Thursday. They're going to land on their feet. They're going to be A-okay, and they're going to get through this. But not pleasant to hear about. Not in any way. And for all my folks that I worked with over at the Thread on SNY, I'm going to miss you guys. And hopefully, who knows, be back in the studio in some form doing what we do. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, and that was something I definitely wanted to get off my chest a little bit because, you know, you hear about that, you see it. I was like, do I tweet about it? I was like, no, I'm just going to save it for the air. Save it for the air. But as we get into the much happier stuff, the much more pleasant stuff, if you will, there's nothing like a good old impasse between Jamal Adams and the New York Jets when it comes to negotiating and ironing out a contract. And knowing the way things played out last year with Jamal Adams, I'm not the least bit surprised that he and the Jets have been unable to find some common ground as far as reaching an agreement. We all know this about Jamal Adams. He's one of the best safeties in all football. He's a stud. You can make the argument he is the most dynamic player on this team. And last year in the second half of the year, to his credit, he made the big stink about not wanting to get traded and certain guys aren't put on the trade market. I think he compared himself to Tom Brady, if I'm not mistaken. And as outlandish as it was, as ridiculous as it was in many ways the best thing that could have ever happened to the Jets and Jamal Adams because he went into the office of Adam Gase. He had to sit down with Joe Douglas. They hug it out, basically, like they do on Entourage. And Jamal Adams in the second half of the year was off the charts. Was absolutely incredible for the New York Jets. Making plays, wrecking havoc, and putting himself in a position where when the time comes for an extension, you have the ability to try to flex a little bit. Here's the fine line for Jamal Adams. Nobody would deny that with his time coming and with his performance on the field, that it should reflect him being the highest paid safety in the league. I fully expect that to be the case. But there's a big difference between a quarterback who is looking to get paid, an offensive tackle who is looking to get paid, a defensive end who is looking to get paid. We talked about this on draft night. Jamal Adams does not play a premium position. And it's why you would never in a million years lock in and tie in two major contracts to the safety position. It just would be a terrible allocation of resources. It just wouldn't be smart. It's just something you don't do. And that's why I made the argument on draft night that odds are Marcus May is not going to get a second contract with this team. Now, that may change if Jamal Adams finds himself playing elsewhere. And Jamal Adams got to realize the Jets are going to value you, and they're going to value you to a point. Now, I'm one of these guys that has been on record of saying, look, I want to keep the guy. I think he's a terrific player. I think he's terrific talent. I don't think the Jets, quite frankly, have enough of those sort of guys. And I want to make it work. That said, Jamal Adams can't be outrageous. If Jamal Adams all of a sudden, and I don't know what his negotiation tactics are at this point, couldn't tell you. But if he's of the belief that he's going to get paid, let's say, cornerback money, he would be wrong. Or defensive end, top flight money, he would be wrong. Because his position is just not as valuable. That's the cold, hard truth. It's not as valuable. So what we have right now kind of reminds me in many ways of what we have with Major League Baseball and the Players Association. There is this impasse. There is this hard line stance that's being taken by both, and they're both kind of drawing their line in the sand, and it's like, who's going to blink first? Will it be the Jets? Will it be Jamal Adams? Will it be somewhere in between? Now, I think I'm in the majority when it comes to this opinion, when it comes to this stance. Who knows? Maybe I'm not. I still get the sense Jamal Adams is going to end up as a New York Jet. They have the salary cap space. He's not a free agent for another 2 years. I just, push comes to shove, find a way, they'll work out a deal. But this is the slippery slope you run if you're a Jet fan hoping that Jamal Adams is going to be here for a long time, because you see a story about a contract impasse and you've heard his name floated around in trade rumors in the past. It's like, well, the Jets maybe decide to pick up the phone once again and see what's out there. I don't think they'll be calling the Dallas Cowboys again, because Dallas has their own set of salary problems they got to work out. And that, of course, is with their quarterback in Dak Prescott, who apparently, according to Chris Sims, turned down an offer to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. I mean, that just blows my mind. If indeed that is true, that absolutely positively blows my mind. And I'm a Dak Prescott fan. I'm not one of these guys that says he's a stiff, he's not any good, you can't win with him. I don't believe that. And I totally understand that quarterbacks set the market. That's the way it goes. No matter who you may be at the time, when you're up, you're up. And each of these individual quarterbacks set the market. That's why if I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm hoping and praying Dak Prescott signs a contract before I sit down with the Chiefs. And if I'm the Chiefs, let me tell you something. If I'm in that front office, I'm calling Mahomes every single day, because if Dak Prescott ends up being named the highest paid quarterback in the league, what do you think Patrick Mahomes and his agents are going to do in sitting down in a negotiation? They'd be like, you kidding me? They'd be like, maybe the 6th to the 7th or the 10th best quarterback in the league. I mean, depending on where you put Dak Prescott in your rankings. Just got paid top dog money. Well, you can take that and add a couple more dollars. And maybe that's where we're going to start the negotiations, because I am that good and I am that special. And Good luck trying to replace me. So if you're the Chiefs, find a way to get that Zoom meeting scheduled. Find a way to get Mahomes' agent on the phone before Dak and the Cowboys reach any sort of agreement. Because regardless, he's going to be the highest paid quarterback. I'd get that deal done now. Why waste any time? So the NFL, still wheeling and dealing. Rumors floating around as we are still now months away from the potential start of that season. And we'll get to some of the encouraging news and some of the discouraging news as far as the return of some of these particular leagues. It seems like all of a sudden the NHL, positive momentum. The NBA, positive momentum. I wish I could say the same about baseball. Doesn't seem like we have that. Now, on a trip down memory lane, I actually thought about breaking this topic out last week for my 32nd birthday. We didn't end up doing it on my birthday because we had all the Blake Snell stuff. We had something else that was going on. It was a DeAndre Baker situation. So I was like, wow, we got so much on our plate. We actually can do a normal show. I'm going to stash this topic and I'm going to bring it back today. And because it is Memorial Day weekend, and by no means am I equating a Memorial Day celebration in which we are honoring the fallen in this country, but it is a day in which marks the unofficial kick off to summer. Much like Labor Day marks the unofficial end of summer. And from a holiday perspective, look, we know the holidays in many ways are meant to be spent with family and loved ones and quality time and barbecue, and that all may be true. But you know what? There are a whole lot of holidays, from birthdays to Mother's and Father's Days to Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Valentine's Day, St. Patty's Day, you name it. Odds are there was a sporting event that was memorable to you on that given day. Now, sports played basically any day of the year, with the exception of 2020, of course, where we are now going on 70-plus days without a sporting event, which is insanity on so many different levels. But what I want you guys to do today, and I'm sure that the meaning of these particular games for each individual is going to be drastically different. Start brainstorming in your head. Holiday sporting events. Some could be a Christmas game. Some could be a birthday. Some could be a Father's Day. But I'm sure there are a few that have added significance depending on, of course, the individual. I'm giving you two that mean a whole lot to me off the top of my head. One, I was thinking of because it was my birthday. The other one was a Christmas Eve football game that I'm never going to forget. My birthday in 2009 was a significant one. It was the big 2-1. It was the 21st birthday. And I remember I was in heaven. Played baseball early in the day. And then got nice pizza, I want to say, from either Lee's Tavern or Joe and Pat's. I think it was Lee's Tavern on Staten Island. My two favorites. I mean, you can't go wrong either way. Had some pizza. Had a legal brewski. And a buddy of mine was throwing a party in his backyard. I was like, this is great. Built a pool. All sorts of people moving and shaking. Had a TV outside with the Yankee game on it. I'm like, I am in heaven. There's no better way to spend the 21st birthday. If you remember that weekend, the Yankees took on the Minnesota Twins. First year of the new stadium. That Friday night, they were down. Brett Gardner hits an inside the park home run. Yankees still down in the ninth inning. Joe Nathan on the mound, who always seemed to yuck it up against the X. Joe Nathan gives up a walk-off base hit to Melky Cabrera. Wins the game. I'm in a frenzy. Obviously, a couple of cocktails deep. And a buddy of mine and a couple of ladies, friends of mine, they're very, very smart. They came over, saw me celebrating. They're like, oh, I want to see this quote-unquote picture of yours. And me being as gullible as I am, I said, sure, give him the phone. Went for a nice little splash landing. That's how you ring in a 21st birthday. All good fun. Thankfully, nothing was ruined. The wallet, cell phone, any of that stuff. But a walk-off win, getting thrown in a pool, and now what? 11 years after the fact, I'm talking to you guys about it. Sticks with me to this day. There are a lot more that fit the bill.